Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get the queue. Get on the bus.
That's the Hollies bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Wintrip is our guest, W-I-N-T-R-I-P. He's the founder of Wintrip Consulting Group, the author of a new book, High Velocity Hiring, How to Hire Top Talent in an Instant. And folks, he's talking what he says in an instant, what he's presuming is that you've already done some stuff to lay the groundwork so you that when you need the person, you can hire them, but it's not a knee-jerk hire. It's a planned, thought-out hire because you did the work in advance. You did it's proactive what he's talking about here. Scott, thanks again for being here. Welcome back. Welcome to the show. The website is highvelocityhiring.com. So talk to us some more about you've got a half a dozen best practices. We talked about experiential interviews where you actually see them in their environment. You talked about line up key people before you need them, and you know, like getting to know someone that you think might be a good hire and cultivating them a little bit, maybe and poach them when you need to, right? People are poaching you, why not poach them, right?
Absolutely. Poaching leads to good hires if you poach the right people.
Yep. So what are some of the other best practices?
So let's start with another one here in the second half and talk about something many people have probably not heard of, and that's called hiring blindness. And it's actually a condition.
Say it again?
Hiring blindness.
Hiring blindness. Wow.
Yeah, it's all about the limits of human perception. Now, why do good interviews turn into bad hires? It's often hiring blindness. There are limits to human perception. In fact, Jim, I bet you and your listeners have seen this video. Many of them have. It's the guerrilla basketball video that's been popular for a couple decades, where you're asked to count the number of passes of a basketball between white-shirted players. And then there's black-shirted players doing the same thing. So as you're counting, what most people don't see is that there's a gorilla that walks, somebody in a gorilla suit walks into the picture, pounds its chest, and walks off camera. Hmm. People are stunned. It happens right before their eyes.
Wow.
Why is that? Limits of human perception. We're not good at seeing things we're not expecting. So you need a hiring team. And I talk about this in my book at great detail. There are four hiring styles. And if you have a hiring team with people with those different styles, either internal employees or it could be your attorney or accountant or external advisors, you won't miss things. You'll make better hires because all of you with your expanded perception will counter hiring blindness and see things you'd likely miss out on.
When I was hired, after I left Sears way back in the day, a long time ago, before most of my audience was born, I applied for a job with Xerox. And I had never gone through that kind of a gauntlet before. And I knew they wanted me, and I knew they were going to hire me. I mean, I felt it in my bones. But they still, and for one reason, I really feel a niche that they needed, and I knew that. I wasn't complacent or anything. That's just the way it was. But they still made me talk to four people. And I was just in my 20s. I didn't know anything about that. But, I mean, I remember going through that gauntlet. And I've never forgotten. It made a big impression on me. Even though they needed me, I knew they wanted me. If one of those people had blackballed me, I'm sure I would not have got the job.
Exactly.
So what else?
So let's talk about one that's probably going to be surprising, and that is that you should share talent with your competitors. I call this a candidate recycling program. It's been said, Jim, that we should keep our friends close and enemies closer.
Mm-hmm.
What I find is that sharing with our enemies, I'll put that in quotes, actually keeps your job filled. So if you network with seven or eight of your competitors and other companies in town, you can actually share talent with one another because one of you may not need somebody when the other comes across.
Now that sounds a little bit dicey.
That's what I often
I'm feeling the cringe factor across the world right now. On radio and internet, on my broadcast and my simulcast, I'm feeling a cringe factor coming in over the waves. It's just really palpable.
Well, of course, because it's something different. Because we've been told that, you know, you better
they're
watch
the enemy,
out for your competitors.
Scott.
Yeah, they're the enemy. Well, only if we see them as such. Look, I'm not just talking about any competitor. I'm talking about the good ones. I'm talking about the reputable ones.
Mm-hmm.
Look, sharing, there's more than enough people to go around. There's more than enough opportunity
but
to go
take
around.
But they take with them our
cards right.
They could take our intellectual property, our trade secrets.
Well, we're talking about an external candidate that we can't hire right now.
Right.
And because we can't hire them right now, we offer them to one of our competitors. No secrets, because those people haven't come to work for us yet.
Right. I'm gonna have to push back on you on that one, Scott. I'm with you on most of these, but I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm probably the one that's wrong, but that's a little all right. So give me one more real quick one. Let's end on another note.
So look,
real quick.
You know, here's the one I bet we all can agree on is referrals.
Referrals
still remain the gold standard. And what I suggest to most of your listeners is think how often they're not asking for referrals.
Mm-hmm.
It should be daily, if not weekly.
We know
hundreds of people.
Referrals are great for sales or hiring, right?
Amen.
I need the website quickly one more time.
HighVelocityHiring.com.
It's also the book available wherever books are sold, right, Scott?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.